Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock school. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
An RAF glider pilot during World War II. Glider.
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 As in, no engine.
As in, yeah.
And Chad P.
Well, the more wheels they got, the better. I like it. I am the mother of a truck driving brother. Boogity woogity woody.
Ought to be in Nashville.
Class is in.
Good afternoon, brand spanking new year. This is Rock School. My name is Joe Burns, a professor, Communication Department, Southeastern Louisiana University. A brand new year, new birthdays, new holidays, all brand new Rock School shows. Sitting to my immediate right, a former student, one who must learn. How are you, kid? What's your name?
I'm doing all right. My name's Chad P. I'm going to steal one of your lines from last year.
Go ahead.
I am going to screw up a lot of checks.
Oh, yeah.
This year.
Yeah, because I'm going to write 2008. A lot.
I always do.
Now, let me tell you where this topic came from.
Okay.
This was supposed to be the last show of 2008.
Yes.
Remember that we don't do this show live. This show is normally recorded on a Monday or Tuesday and then airs on Thursdays and Sundays. And the reason we do it is not because we're lazy. Well, we are. But it's not specifically because we're lazy. We have affiliates to worry about
exactly,
now.
Exactly, yes. And they, not everyone airs it on the same day as it airs right here on KSLU.
Right. So we have to have the show done early to get it out for them. And when we looked at it, in order to do a Christmas show, we had to have the show done early, get that show out of the way, but Christmas was late in the month,
yep.
And so we ran out of problems. So this show, even though it's going to air on New Year's Day and then Sunday, January 4th, was supposed to be the last show of 2008.
We've spoken to the calendar people. It won't happen again.
We're very angry at
yes.
them. We said, more swimsuit calendars, and they said, we don't have anything to do with that. So, here's the topic. Last year at this time, we did resolutions.
Yes.
New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
And the topic hit me after we did the show, and I thought, if we're still doing this show at the end of 2008, we should do this. You've probably seen, now that the show is aired or is airing now and you're listening to it, you've probably seen all the shows at the end of 2008 where they showed this long montage of all these people that passed away in the year 2008.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, is there enough musicians that passed away in 2008 to put together a Rock School show? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We lost a lot of great musicians in 2008. So we offer to you as a final hurrah, a final thank you for all of the great music you gave us in your entire lifetime. This is an homage to all of the wonderful musicians we lost in 2008 to wrap up the year, even though it's 2009. So you ready to go?
Yep.
We lost in 2008 Richard Wright. Normally known as Rick Wright.
Oh, Rick Wright from Pink Floyd.
That's right. One of the founding members of the art rock group Pink Floyd. The big one most people know him for is the Great Gig in the Sky. He died from an undisclosed form of cancer in his home on the 15th of September, which, interestingly enough, was my birthday.
Wow.
He died at the age of 65. He was working on a solo album at the time and was going to tour as the Pink Floyd threesome. And we have for you, Pink Floyd, Brain Damage and Eclipse. It's interesting that they have them as two songs because they basically go one right into the other. The first of many that we have for you that passed away in 2008, Rick Wright on Rock School.
On the grass, the lunatic is on the grass.
The sun is eclipsed by the moon.
There you go, Rick Wright, one of the people we lost in 2008. As we move through as many as we can get to, we lost a bunch. There is even more than I brought with us today, but these are some of the ones that we felt were really, really instrumental in faming and starting rock and roll. This next gentleman really only had one big hit here in the United States, and most people know it. His name is Norman Smith. Any idea?
Mm-mm.
Died March 3rd, 2008. You probably know him, or maybe you don't. You might have to be a little older to know. Hurricane Smith. Yes? No?
No, actually, I don't.
He was, listen to this, an RAF glider pilot during World War II. Glider.
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 As in, no engine.
As in, yeah, I need to get away. Oh, no, I'm sorry, you're in a glider. He's in a glider. You could come up slowly and quietly, but needing to get away would be a problem. Well, why do we care about Hurricane Smith? He was the engineer for the Beatles.
Whoa!
He was also the engineer for the group you just heard.
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd. When you hear early Pink Floyd, now I don't mean stuff like Dark Side of the Moon. I mean early Sid Barrett Pink Floyd. How was the Pink Floyd sound created? Norman Smith. He's the guy that put it all together. Early 1967 type stuff. In 1972, he decided that he would put together his own single and decided, I think I can do this. I think I can be a rock star. And had one big hit that crossed the pond. Hurricane Smith. Oh, babe, what would you say? On Rock School. Dave, what would you say on Rock School as we celebrate those that passed away in 2008? A week late. It's just the way the calendar fell, ladies and gentlemen. We should have been doing this in 2008, but New Year's Day and the Sir Sunday of 2009 is just the way the calendar fell. There you go, Hurricane Smith.
I like that.
It's a beautiful song. I mean, it was a big hit. It got into the 20s here, but what he's really known for is the early engineering shape of the Beatles and the very early engineering and producing shape of Pink Floyd.
It amazes me to hear like some of these folks' backstories. Like, how do you go from being a glider pilot in World War II to an engineer for the Beatles?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure there are books that are written about him. He's written an autobiography about his, let me get the name of it here. I've since pushed it off to the side. He wrote a memoir entitled John Lennon Called Me Normal. Now, his name is Norman,
okay.
But John Lennon Called Me Normal is the name of the book, and I'm sure it explains it, but how do you get there? I mean, does your first love have to be music to make it to be an engineer?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was going to be a veterinarian for the longest time until I ran into, my first biology class. Better do something else. The next person that we're going to feature passed away September 1st, 2008 in Nashville, Tennessee of complications from emphysema. He was a lifelong smoker and actually wrote songs about how much he enjoyed smoking.
Hmm.
This is the Snowman, Cletus Snow from Eastbound and Down.
Oh, Jerry Reed.
Smokey and the Bandit. Jerry Reed passed away at the age of 71, September 1st, 2008.
Well, nobody told me Jerry Reed passed away.
It was interesting because I didn't know it either. I was going on websites. There are websites that compile this stuff. Morbid people that make websites. I say morbid people. Now we're doing this Rock School show.
Yeah.
But there are people that compile this. And when I got to the R's, Jerry Reed, I went, oh, what? Jerry Reed passed away? Fantastic flat picker, meaning he uses a flat pick.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't have them on his fingers, although he does use his other picks. Chet Atkins, known as Mr. Guitar, would always play alongside of him. And this guy, Chet Atkins, who made other guitarists weep and cry, would say again and again, Jerry Reed was better than I was.
It's funny that you say that he died in Nashville because there's a scene. I love Smokey and the Bandit, by
yes.
the way. I'll watch that movie over and over again. He's riding in the truck, and he's got that beagle with him, and he's just singing, well, the more wheels they got, the better I like it. I am the mother of a truck-driving brother. Boogity-woogity-woogity. Ought to be in Nashville, he say.
Well, and that's where it all came to an end. When you're hot, you're hot, and he will be hot forever. Jerry Reed. Rock Cool. to stand at you, hillbilly.
I love Jerry Reed.
Who's going to pay for my Cadillac? Collect my welfare check. Oh, Judgy Poo. Oh, yeah, he has driven guitarists up a tree. I learned one of his pieces called The Claw. You can go online and download all kinds of tablature for guitars. And the thing about it is, just looking at a piece of music is one thing. Being able to play it is another thing. And there are these different kinds of tablatures called power tabs. And what they do is you look at the tablature, and then the computer plays it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I was able to listen to the tab being played and then actually see it that I was actually able to get through The Claw.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can play it, and I'm really pleased with it, because the stuff he did was unbelievable.
10-4 and that unbelievable.
We got to take a break, come back in 1 minute, and we're going to do the voice that was Audrey 2 in the movie version of the Little Shop of Horrors movie back in 1986. Do you in the audience know it? I know Chad does because he's looking at my notes. 1 minute, Rock School. This is Rock School, as we talk about the people who left us in the year 2008. We are into 2009, and a lot of great musicians. Well, we're called home, if
and
you want to put
great.
It that way.
I'm looking at the playlist right here, and I mean, I recognize a lot of these names.
There's a few of them that I don't know. Do you know a 1950s country singer named Jerry Wallace?
Negative.
Now, he died this year as well. I'm afraid I don't know him very well either, but he was also called home this year. Levi Stubbles is his actual name. He went by Levi Stubbs. He was the front man for the Four Tops. He died this year, complications of a stroke. Basically performed right up until the stroke took away half of his voice, and finally was called home this year. And here he is, Four Tops, Rock School. Four Tops, Levi Stubbles left us in 2008. Good morning. Well, I say good morning because we're recording this early in the morning.
Yeah, right now.
Goodness knows what time. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting closer and closer. We're actually recording this before Christmas.
Yeah.
So my time is all messed up. It's actually 2009 right now as we discuss the people who passed away and left us in 2008. Time for a drummer.
Yay!
Time for a drummer with my drummer friend here next to us, Chad P. Mitch Mitchell, can you do it?
Jimi Hendrix,
right. He was the last surviving member of the original Jimi Hendrix Experience. He died in his sleep, believe it or not, at the age of 51 of natural causes.
What?
How do you die at 51 of natural causes?
Yeah,
that doesn't sound quite right to me.
Natural
November
causes.
12th, yeah. How did he die, or what was he doing before he died? He was touring with the Experience Hendrix Tour. It was a 2008 tour with Buddy Guy, Johnny Lang, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Brad Whitford Aerosmith, David Hidalgo, and they were basically traveling around. They finished up in Portland. They were celebrating the music of Jimi Hendrix. He finished the tour, went home, went to sleep, died of natural causes.
That's weird.
Yes, at the age of 51, Mitch Mitchell on Rock School. Wowie Zowie.
Yeah, man.
Mitch Mitchell. Defined a lot of what drumming is about and made a lot of guys want to pick up sticks and go out and play. Lost him in 2008.
You know, I wonder if they're continuing that tour. after he
Oh, I think that was it. I think it was about a 13-stop tour, and that was that.
They were done?
Yeah, so that's the end of that band. Hmm. Welcome to the bottom of the hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome.
Happy New Year. This was supposed to be a show in 2008, but we'll wish you Happy New Year anyway, because if you're listening to it, it's either the first of the year or it's the fourth of the year.
What's your New Year's resolution?
Same as always.
What?
Get into shape.
Get into shape?
Yeah, I got two little kids now, and you thought one kid was loud. Two kids really, really loud. So what are you going
to
do?
My resolution for the show is to come up with better stumps.
Well, yeah, we're going to skip the stump.
Starting off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, well, it's not the first show of the year.
This is true.
This is technically the last show of 2008. And by the way, congratulations on keeping the resolution from 2008. Because you remember, at the end of 2007, we said we would never miss a week. And we never did. Through a hurricane.
Through the flu.
Double flu. You and me, because you gave it to me, you dirty rotten.
You said you wanted something
for
your birthday.
Thanks. Yeah, I would have taken something with a pretty pink bow rather than the flu. Through a snowstorm.
That's right.
Through closings at the university. We never missed a show.
Nope.
So we're coming up on our 100th show, too.
Yes,
we
are.
If I'm not mistaken, this show we're doing right now is number 89.
Wow.
So we're 11 away, which means we're going to be celebrating 2 years doing this pretty soon. And now that we have all these affiliates, we can't just get mad at each other and quit.
No, we can't.
We actually have to keep doing this. So, hello, affiliates.
Hello.
Hello, affiliates. And by the way, if this is the first of the year,
that means we're on KLSU 91.1 Tiger Radio, baby.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Hello to everybody in Shreveport.
That's right. 91.3 KSCL, Shreveport, Louisiana.
Just up the road.
Just up the road.
Just a piece more up the road in Connecticut.
88.1 WESU, Middletown, Connecticut. And then a little hop, skip, and a jump across the water.
Don't get your feet wet. In Spain.
In Spain. 89.0 Salamanca, Spain at Radio Universidad.
We would love for you to go to the website, kslu.org. Write us an email. Tell us what you think of the show. And by all means, I have already put together the entire semester of shows. 20 shows are done.
Wow.
We just have to perform them and get them into the can. And we have a couple shows that were suggested by listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping to have one of those shows for our two-year anniversary, because I'm not a big fan of those things where, you know, oh, we've been doing it for 2 years. Let's pat ourselves on the back for an hour. How boring for the audience.
But how fun for us.
Yeah, it is. But what I want to do
is
sort of say, you know, hello, congratulations, 2 years, good for you, and then do something that an audience member suggested.
Yes.
So I have two shows that are specifically audience member suggested show topics.
Cool.
If you have a show topic, I would love to hear it, because goodness knows I'm tired of coming up with this stuff. So, Chad, here's the email address.
Send your show topic suggestions to kslurockschool@gmail.com, kslurockschool@gmail.com. We guarantee we will take all of the suggestions into consideration. Maybe it'll make air, and maybe it won't. You know, we've gotten a few, maybe one or two, that we kind of looked at and went,
Yeah, the one guy that said, do nothing but songs that have the F word in them. Cute.
Yeah, we're going to pass on that one.
Rock School's going to be for sale this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's coming up.
Yep.
We won't say anything until it can really be done, but we're going to sell Rock School this
year. Not on Craigslist either.
To you.
That's right.
Danny Federici. Can you do the band that Danny Federici is from?
No, I can't do
it. ABCD.
E.
Street Band.
Oh, Bruce Springsteen.
And the E Street Band. Danny Federici had been fighting melanoma cancer for years and finally lost the three-year battle in 2008, April 17th. Where would you hear his fantastic keyboard playing? He was one of the original members of the E Street Band. Hungry Heart is really the one where it stands out. He's survived by two daughters, Madison and Harley. Interestingly enough, you hear about these rock stars that are, you know, on tour and the airline attendant. Yeah, he married his wife. She was an airline attendant.
Oh, nice.
Met her on the Born in the USA tour. If you're interested in donating to the Danny Federici Melanoma Fund.com is where you want to go. One more time, the Danny Federici Melanoma Fund.com. It gives money off to Sloan Kettering Cancer Center to study the disease. Here is Danny Federici and Hungry Heart, E Street Band, Rock School. Classic Bruce Springsteen, everybody's got a hungry heart, and the guy that helped put the sound together, Danny Federici. Oh, man. Beautiful keyboards. Something I still can't play. I can chord a keyboard, I can chord a piano, but to actually do anything more, nah. Nah. And I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to it because sooner or later, my kids are going to take music lessons.
Yes.
I'm taking them right along with them. And I'm also looking forward to taking karate lessons with them. You know why?
Why?
I'm just looking forward to beating somebody up. I don't know why.
Dude, you can take jiu-jitsu right here at Southeastern.
I don't want to take jiu-jitsu.
Why?
Well, it doesn't sound tough enough.
It's jiu-jitsu.
What do I know? Do you punch somebody in jiu-jitsu?
No, you break bones. Pressure points and everything.
I want to punch somebody.
We'll go take street fighting or something.
Yeah, where do you take that? Hi.
The back alley behind Augustine's.
Do you guys teach street fighting?
Yes.
Why, yes.
Lesson one.
Punch me right in the nose. Now give me your wallet. This is the last show of 2008. Yes, I know it's 2009. It's the way the calendar fell. And what we're doing is sort of a goodbye, an homage, a thank you to all the people who passed away in 2008. We are playing one final song here from them to say thank you.
Yep.
All the good stuff you gave us. Jimmy Carl Black.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know him?
Yes, I do.
Another drummer, ladies and gentlemen. He died November 1st, 2008. Did you ever smoke?
Oh, once or twice. I never made a habit of it.
I was a chimney. When I was doing radio, I was 2 packs a day, easily, pack during the shift.
Ew.
And the thing about it is the reason I could get through a pack during the shift is because you'd stick the cigarette in your mouth, you'd light it, you'd take a heavy drag off it, you'd set it down, you'd do the show, you'd come back, you'd get one more hard drag off the cigarette, and then it was gone.
Two puffs.
Because you were doing the show.
That's insane.
Well, the thing about it is you were doing the show, and this was back when the whole world wasn't PC about cigarettes, so you're in this little room, and there's the audio board in front of you, mm-hmm. but the cigarette, you know, to your left was the cigarette, to your right were the turntables, and right behind you was this gargantuan bun coffee maker. So you were hepped up on Maxwell House, and you were smoking Marlboros.
With the exception of the cigarette and the smoking and everything,
yeah.
how much would I love to have been a disc jockey like back in the 70s?
Oh, the 70s and 80s when I did it was a different animal.
I bet.
It really was. It was a good time in those days. They're not quite the same.
No.
Not quite the same. And the reason I ask that is because all these people that I looked up to that all smoked, and I smoked because I thought it was cool,
yeah.
It's coming up to meet them.
Cancer?
Jimmy Carl Black, lung cancer.
Wow.
His trademark line was, "Hi, boys and girls, I'm Jimmy Carl Black, and I'm the Indian of the group." He was part Cherokee, and that's how, because Frank Zappa would allow each person in the group to introduce mm-hmm. themselves, and that's what he would say.
Now, you and I know who he is, but
sure. We
want to give it away.
He is Frank Zappa's
that's
original
right.
Mothers of Inventions drummers.
That's
look
right.
at any one of them, the big album that I know from the early, Susie Cream Cheese, Where Are You?, and We're Only in It for the Money.
Mm-hmm.
There's Jimmy Carl Black. You can't mm-hmm. miss him. Long, thin, straight hair, not a pencil-thin mustache, but a real thin, you know, thin hair mustache on it. Fantastic drummer. He was the original, you know, skins man for the Mothers of Invention.
He didn't play on You Are What You Is?
No. By then, he had moved along.
Okay.
Other session musicians were actually being played.
Okay.
So, and you'll see on the back of the Mothers album, he's normally credited as drums, vocals, and poverty.
Poverty.
I don't know why, but that's what it said at. He always has, Frank Zappa always had strange stuff like Steve Vai was always credited as stunt guitar.
Hmm.
Interesting.
I like Jimmy Carl Black because he's a drummer. I'm a drummer. I'm not a guitar player. I don't own a guitar, but if I did,
it would want to kill your mama.
It would.
Rock School.
Love some Zappa, man.
Kill your mama. Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's a good way to start off the new year for our engineer. Let's call him
Steve.
Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
Loves Frank Zappa.
Huge
loves
Frank
him.
Zappa fan. There you go. Ah, Jimmy Carl Black. We got to take a break, but here's a good question for you. When
what?
People see a picture of Bo Diddley and they look at that and they go, his guitar is square. Why is his guitar square? In 1 minute, we'll come back and tell you. Rock School. This is Rock School as we say goodbye to some of the musicians who died in 2008. Here's a few we're not going to play. Sadella Marley Booker.
What?
Yes,
who?
No.
Who?
Sadella Marley.
Yeah, are you trying to tell me something there?
Marley. Yep, yeah, Jamaican mother of reggae musician Bob Marley.
Wow.
She died this year.
Okay.
Joe Feeney. My wife knew exactly who this guy was in a heartbeat.
Joe Feeney.
Joe Feeney.
Oh, the name rings a bell.
He was a singer on the Lawrence Welk show.
Oh.
She used to watch the Lawrence Welk show growing up.
Okay.
Yeah. Eddie Arnold.
Eddie Arnold.
Eddie Arnold passed away this year. Mm. Now, Bo Diddley, the guy we're going to play. Bo Diddley, he died this year of heart failure June of 2008, June 2nd, if you want to be real specific. Now, why does Bo Diddley play a rectangular guitar? Two reasons. He used to play a big Gibson guitar.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was he didn't like the feel of it. He likes to move around a whole lot, and a Gibson guitar has a nice big fat back on it. You know what I mean? The rounded section in the back. It kept hitting him in all the wrong places, and he didn't like it.
Well, get another guitar.
That's right. When he was asked to try different guitars, they weren't big enough, they weren't fat enough, they didn't have nice resonance to them. He didn't like them, and he kept going back to the Gibsons, and they kept hitting him in all the wrong places, and he went, I gotta design a guitar. Have you ever heard of a cigar box guitar?
No.
You literally take a cigar box, attach a piece of wood to it, and string strings on it.
What?
It's called a cigar. Honest to goodness, jump on the internet and look up cigar box guitars.
Once again, you guitarists are little mini engineers.
Believe it or not, you make guitars out of cigar boxes. And what he did was had a luthier, that's a man who makes guitars, create something that was much more structurally significant, square, basically a guitar, a functioning electric guitar, to look like a cigar box guitar. That's why it's square. There you go.
Well,
you've probably heard this tune before, but you haven't heard the original. I think the original is better. Here's Bo Diddley. Rock School.
Start paying attention to the time.
Yeah.
Oh, man, 15 telling jokes, seconds. Telling jokes off
That's
the
right.
air.
15 seconds, he's checking his phone. Hey, by the way, can we get up and do a radio show here?
Yeah, radio show here.
Okay. Who did the original? Obviously, Bo Diddley. Who was the big remake?
We figured out it was George Thorogood.
That's right. Who do you love, ladies and gentlemen? Now, one more person that left us in actually, we have time for two more?
Yes.
Yes, two more.
Yes.
One more person, though, here now that just left us in 2008, March 2nd, 2008, Jeff Healey.
I did hear about that one.
Most people remember Jeff Healey from the...
Jeff Healey Band?
Well, I'm trying to get the words out... Roadhouse, the movie.
What?
Roadhouse. Roadhouse, yeah.
The name is
Dull. Yeah. Blind Canadian musician. Believe it or not, he's a master of the trumpet and the clarinet.
Really?
The guitar is not his first instrument.
But he played that flat guitar because he was blind.
It's a regular guitar, but he laid it flat on his lap and uses his left hand on the fretboard.
Yeah.
But his thumb is his leading finger rather than his pinky.
Okay.
Because he's over top of it and... Absolutely
great.
So
it's a regular guitar. It's not a dobro.
No, it's a regular guitar.
He plays it kind of like a slide guitar.
But his thumb is his leading finger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unbelievable. Aged 81. Why was he blind? Cancer. He had cancer of the eyes and had been fighting it pretty much all of his adult life, and it finally caught up with him.
Mm.
Leaves behind his wife, Christy, his daughter, Rachel, and son, Derek. Jeff Healey. Stop breaking down. Rock School.
He played the lead. I thought he played the rhythm.
Oh, no. Jeff Healey is all the way around a good guy. All the way around guitarist. Played all the leads and everything.
Wow.
You can watch him play the leads in
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Don't be ashamed of that movie. When it comes on television, I watch it.
So do I. So do I. I teach film history, though. It's one of those things where... You watch Roadhouse? Yes.
Yeah.
Here are some other people that we didn't get to play today.
Quickly.
George Michael Smith with the Dave Clark Five. Merle Sanders with the Grateful Dead. Richard Popcorn Wiley. He was one of the original keyboardists at Motown.
Mm-hmm.
Al Wilson. Show and tell.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a game we play. Rod Allen, who was with the Fortunes.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of that. And the guy we're going to finish up with, if you know about people who died this year, my guess is you've been listening for this one, Isaac Hayes.
Yes.
Isaac Hayes passed away August 10th, 2008. We're going to finish up with the theme from Shaft. He died of a stroke in Memphis, lying next to a still-running treadmill. So,
wow.
You never know when your time is coming.
No,
be
sir.
Ready.
Appreciate life.
There you
Tell
go.
Those you love that you love them.
So, another year?
Another year.
Want to do it? Want to say 52 weeks? We're going to do nothing but new shows?
It's done, man.
Here we go. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Who is the private? I don't even want to go through it all. Class is dismissed.